to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you have millions of dollars of negative advertising saying all sorts of things that are untrue, you bombard people with robocalls that are negative, direct mail that is negative. People out here are sick of it. I've been campaigning the last 2 days just asking people a simple question. Would you like a positive campaign or politics as usual with these negative ads? Overwhelmingly, I've had very large crowds. Overwhelmingly, people are telling me that they're sick of these ads. I think by sometime next week, the ads will be counterproductive, and I think it'll be quite clear. And that's why I challenged Governor Romney today to tell his super PAC they have $1,400,000 in negative ads lined up for 1 week in Iowa next week. And I challenged him to get that super PAC to run positive ads and see if he can compete on a positive basis rather than trying to tear down my candidacy.
There's Newt Gingrich commenting on the impact that negative ads are having on his campaign as his poll numbers continue to go down, down, down. Newt Gingrich and the GOP race is where we get started this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. Here are talk hosts Dave Ross and Luke Burbank talking about how Iowans don't seem to care if Gingrich doesn't like negative ads because it looks like they do.
Newt Gingrich has had it with negative ads. Newt?
If you see one of these candidates who's running negative ads, ask them to stop it. Just look them in the eye and say, it's unworthy of Iowa and it's unworthy of America.
That'll work. He actually stood in front of supporters and said, go around Iowa and tell candidates to stop these negative ads. He later went on Bill O'Reilly and explained what he was talking about.
When you have millions of dollars of negative advertising saying all sorts of things that are untrue, you bombard people with robocalls that are negative, direct mail that is negative. People out here are sick of it. I think by sometime next week, the ads will be counterproductive, and I think it'll be quite clear. And that's why I challenged Governor Romney today to tell his super PAC they have $1,400,000 in negative ads lined up for 1 week in Iowa next week. I challenged him to get that super PAC to run positive ads and see if he can compete on a positive basis rather than trying to tear down my candidacy.
All right, but I just want to be clear, but you do see that these negative ads, and there are tons of them, are taking their toll and taking
Absolutely.
Some support away. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
But I wouldn't vote for the guy they're describing, Bill.
Yeah, but most people will.
Although it turns out apparently Gingrich doesn't need all those votes. This is from the Des Moines Register, just out, I believe, maybe late yesterday. Dayline Oskaloosa, Iowa. In a Smoky Row coffee shop. I've been to a Smoky Row coffee shop in Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Never heard of it.
A gay man by the name of Scott Arnold. He's actually an adjunct professor of writing at William Penn University. He approached Newt Gingrich, and he asked, when you ask somebody a question, you expect to them to support all Americans and have everyone's general interests. It's a little bit frustrating and disheartening when you're told to support the other side. This is his reaction to his question, which was, he said, if Gingrich was elected, how would he plan to engage gay Americans? And how are gay Americans supposed to support Newt Gingrich? Here's what Newt Gingrich told him. Vote for President Obama.
Well, that's up front. And so what answer was he hoping for?
I mean, I guess you have to appreciate Gingrich's candor.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Gingrich doesn't need the votes. If you're gay, Gingrich doesn't need your vote.
Oh, I see. Yeah. If you're gay, well, yeah. His thing about negative ads. I mean, Gingrich knows that the people in Iowa may say they're tired of negative ads, but the polling, which now has Romney, I think for the first time, right, tied for the lead after running all these negative ads, even though they completely misquote Barack Obama, they worked. They worked like crazy because voters are not moved by reason. Voters are not moved by eloquent arguments. Voters are moved by spooky music. And jerky black and white photographs. And don't you forget it.
Coming up, more on Iowa and the GOP contingent when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Madero, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lines on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and found out about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that is a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Talk radio in review. The GOP contenders from Fox. Brett Baer talks to Steve Hayes from the Weekly Standard and A.B. Stoddard from The Hill about the latest polls. And an endorsement for Rick Santorum.
Bob Vanderplatz, the present CEO of the Family Leader, endorsing Rick Santorum. The organization did not, but Vanderplatz did. Let's take a look at the polls. National poll, new poll out, ABC Washington Post. Again, you see the tie there at the top, Ron Paul at 15%, and the others below. Let's take a look at Iowa, American Research Group. This is the latest out. Gingrich at 22%, Ron Paul 17, Romney 17, Perry at 13, and New Hampshire. ARG has a new poll out, and you see Ron Paul again inching up to 21% in that poll in New Hampshire. We're back with the panel. Steve, thoughts?
Well, I think the Bob Vanderplatz endorsement is significant as far as endorsements are significant. I mean, he's a big name in Iowa. He's got a lot of people who are loyal to him. There was the split among the organization that led for him to make very clear that he was endorsing Rick Santorum as an individual. But, you know, in my experience interviewing people in Iowa over the past week, there are a lot of people who will offer to you Rick Santorum as someone that they support or are supportive of, and they raise the question, can he win here in Iowa? I don't want to waste my vote, but if I think he can win, I could cast a vote for him. And, you know, who knows whether the people I happen to talk to are representative of the state, but there were a lot of them. There were a good number of them who made that case.
What about, A.B., the fact that Vanderplatz apparently called Michelle Bachmann to get out of the race and endorse Rick Santorum?
And this is so interesting, and she made the argument that she is, you know, right with the Family Leader on all of their issues, traditional marriage, all of them. And And she said, no, thank you very much. She's ahead of Rick Santorum, she told him in the polls. And she's going to stay in the race. Look, Rick Santorum's endorsement from Bob Vanderplaats and whatever mobilization he can provide for him is bad news for Newt Gingrich, and it's good news for Mitt Romney, because ultimately Iowa will be a divided vote. And any anti-Romney vote that Newt Gingrich loses at this point, he can't afford it. And Ron Paul continues to surge there. I will say again, the governor called his organization second to none. Ron Paul's been on the ground there for a long time. Romney's prepared for a very long battle. Gingrich needs an early showing. He needs an early push. He needs to be popular in Iowa. He might not win. He could write off a Ron Paul victory, but he needs to be second. He doesn't want Mitt Romney having a good percentage close to his, and he doesn't want Rick Santorum and Michelle Bachmann taking votes away from him. Iowa is important to Newt. He has to build momentum, and he needs money to do it, and he needs to start acting like a front runner who's trying to win Iowa, by the way. He's not spending enough time there. He doesn't have enough bodies on the ground. He's not spending enough money, and it's 2 weeks away.
Over on CNN, Ali Velshi talks to Michelle Bachmann about a call that she got from one of Rick Santorum's supporters asking her to drop out of the race.
Now, there's a big endorsement that was up for grabs in Iowa this week from the family leader. They didn't end up actually endorsing anyone. There are reports out there that they did. The family leader didn't, but the leader, the guy who runs it, Bob Vanderplaats, did end up endorsing Rick Santorum. And there are these reports, I just want to hear from you, that he phoned you and asked you to get out of the race?
Well, that's true, and there'd be no reason for us to do that because we've always polled above Rick Santorum. Plus, the momentum has shifted tremendously this last week after the last debate. I also have the endorsement of the former leader of the Family Leader Council, and I have the endorsement of the head of Concerned Women for America here in Iowa, as well as over 100 pastors. I have probably the strongest level of support of any of the candidates here among the evangelical community in Iowa, and we had a caravan of pastors traveling across Iowa last week, letting people know that I am the best candidate on these issues. So we have a very widespread level of support. Plus, Glenn Beck has said that he would be voting for me. So we have a lot of support all across Iowa.
All right. What do you think the point was of that discussion, to do something that makes sure Mitt Romney doesn't win in Iowa? What's the concern of those conservative voters who would suggest that you should step out in favor of Rick Santorum?
Well, I think those would be people who are on his campaign. But, again, that's not where we're coming from.
Right.
I'm the only candidate that's won here in Iowa, and I'm the one who has the momentum that's shooting up the chart right now. And so what we're focused on is getting our positive message out all across Iowa, which we're doing, and we are thrilled with the resonance that we're getting. Iowans are making their choices right now. About 60% of the people were undecided, and we're seeing a tremendous shift. Over 1,500 people have come our way just over the last few days. So we see a tremendous shift in momentum. We think a lot of people are going to be surprised on January 3rd.
Congresswoman, you and I have talked many times. We've been on the road together. I know you have a great grasp of issues, but you struggle a little bit with folks wondering whether you're getting things accurately or not. It came up last week, you brought it up in the Fox debate when Gingrich said you needed to get your facts straight. Let's just listen to what your response was.
After the debate that we had last week, PolitiFact came out and said that everything that I said was true. I think it's outrageous to continue to say over and over through the debates that I don't have my facts right, when as a matter of fact, I do. I'm a serious candidate for President of the United States, and my facts are accurate.
No question you're a serious candidate, although PolitiFact actually had said that they rated one thing you said as mostly true and one pants on fire. I like that rating. It's a fun one, I mean, just because it's a fun name for it. But that meant that they thought it was inaccurate. Do you feel like you're not, do you still feel like you're not being treated like a serious candidate, and do you think this might be a contributor to it?
Well, I think that the problem is that Newt Gingrich came across as very condescending in the way that he spoke to me. I am not his student. I am a serious candidate for President of the United States, and I think it's important that we treat each other that way. And I think, again, I have a long history. I am a federal tax lawyer. I started my own successful company. I employ scores of people. I've raised 23 foster children, 5 biological children. I started the first K-12 charter school in the United States. I have a series of accomplishments, and I have a lot to offer, and I firmly believe that we will win here in Iowa. We're looking forward to prevailing on January 3rd.
Let's, when we continue, focus on one host who thinks Ron Paul's biggest problem is his rabid supporters. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So what's at the top of the list on talk radio and talk television, the issues of the day and the 2012 GOP race? Here's Joe Pags, a talk radio host in Texas, talking to a caller about some of the Ron Paul supporters who talk about Paul as if he were some kind of a god, impossible for him to do anything wrong.
I had a guy calling earlier this morning that I am a warmonger and I want World War III. That's why I don't like Ron Paul. And he'll vote third party before he'll vote for one of these rhinos, which makes no sense because third party is not going to win. You're going to actually help Obama win re-election, much like Bill Clinton won his initial election because Ross Perot took so many votes away from George Herbert Walker Bush. If that's what you want, have at it. I'm here to say that you should vote for the best, the most conservative person available. I hope that somebody very conservative is the nominee. That's what I'm pulling for. Somebody who is very conservative, who has a better idea of foreign policy than Ron Paul, somebody who is more consistent on abortion than Ron Paul, and somebody who doesn't go on a late-night talk show and claim that one of his competitors hates Muslims or hates an entire religion of people. I would rather somebody who doesn't do those things, but that's just me. We go to the phone line. Line one, Robert, what's going on? Hi.
Not much. I was just going to say almost exactly what you said. I mean, these people, it's like you can tell them right off the bat because they go for the extreme on everything, and it's like they might as well vote for Obama because, I mean, it's just crazy to even think that. I mean, you can't even talk to them. I've listened to you over and over, and it's like they're so just, they got tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they do, and their candidate can do no wrong. That's why they're not good representatives of their candidate. I have no problem going down the list and telling you where the shortcomings are of all the candidates, Ron Paul included. All of them have shortcomings. All of them have chinks in the armor. And if we're honest about it, we can get a really good decision on a really good person. Somebody named Patrick just wrote me. Here's what he says. I can't believe you're so down on Ron Paul. He's the only guy that wants to shrink government and end these wars. Romney or Gingrich are simply the non-interference types that will happily send us off into Iran in another war. If we enter Iran, China is likely to enter the conflict. Then we'll have World War III. And you and the military-industrial complex, oh, shut up. You know, here's the problem, Patrick. You're getting all of your information from one website, and you believe it. That's the problem. You know, people like me, oddly, will look for different sources of information and use those different sources of information to make a really good, educated decision.
Here's radio man Charlie Sykes talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about why the Iowa caucuses matter.
Go back to 2008. Mike Huckabee got 34.3% of the vote. Mitt Romney was number two, 25%. Fred Thompson was in third place. McCain, who went on to get the nominee, was in fourth place. But the number of votes are incredibly small. I mean, Mike Huckabee won with about 40,000 votes, 41,000 votes, yeah, which is basically enough to get you elected, what, to the state senate in most states. So we've had the Ames straw poll, big deal. catapulted Michelle Bachmann to the top of the race, forcing Tim Pawlenty to drop out, which was a strange decision. You've had all of these online polls, all of which I think have been run by won by Ron Paul, and it does make you wonder whether or not we invest so much significance in just some of these things that turn out to be outliers. I think you don't want to
add. Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, you can we've kind of reached the point of absurdity with things like the Ames straw poll. It's not only the Iowa point, the Iowa caucuses are kind of arcane and unrepresentative enough when you think about just the percentage of people in Iowa that are participating is tiny compared to, like, New Hampshire or the Wisconsin primary, which is a real kind of test of the electorate. And then when you start talking about these straw polls, I mean, Tim Pawlenty just, you know, he was fighting the last war, and he just banked on this, what turned out to be a very obsolete strategy of, you know, these early tests, and he's kicking himself because.
I was going to ask you that because you look back on that in retrospect. If Tim Pawlenty was in this race, he would have had his moment to surge, wouldn't he?
No doubt. I mean, look at everybody else who's had their moment.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. And you know, he would have just had to have run a different campaign from the outset. But if he kind of run a lean campaign and lived off the land and hung around like everybody else, he would have had a shot.
Turn the page, and next appears the situation in North Korea. My God, can we ever get off of the death of Kim Jong-il? He's dead already. Still dead, and will be when we continue.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Toys are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Laudell talks to analyst Edward Baker about the latest out of North Korea, including the news that Kim Jong-il's son may be sharing leadership responsibilities.
Well, Reuters News Service reporting a source supposedly with knowledge of North Korean affairs claims the new Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, will share power in Pyongyang with the country's top military brass and an uncle. Of course, we have been hearing about the uncle before. Professor Baker, your thoughts. Does this seem to be plausible or likely?
I think that it is very unlikely that a 27 or 28-year-old inexperienced individual like Kim Jong-un is going to be running the show by himself. His uncle, Chan Sung-taek, and his aunt, who is the younger sister of Kim Jong-il, her name is Kim Kyung-hee, have been very powerful and very close to the leader, Kim Jong-il, for some years. And I think there are also a couple of key generals who can be counted on. They need Kim Jong-un for the legitimacy purpose. The legitimacy of this regime is based on the bloodline. So they can't, no matter how inconvenient he may be, they've got to have him. But I don't think there's any way that he is going to be running the show. If he's very smart and very clever, 5 years, 10 years from now, he may be running the show by himself, but not at this point.
So what does this augur for South Korea and East Asia, a possibility of some unfortunate incident which escalates all the other nightmares that people worry about?
I think it's reassuring that it is likely, almost certain, I would say, if anything can be certain, that it can't. But it's quite likely that nothing much is going to change. There is a report today that Kim Jong-un issued a military order before announcing his father's death, and that order was that the troops that were on maneuvers should go back to their bases, which I take to be an auspicious order for everybody. And I think undoubtedly the uncle and aunt and the top generals were involved in that being done.
Here are our hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about the latest news. And the latest news is, who's in charge? I guess that's a question.
The latest is that his son and an uncle in the military have all gotten together, and the situation is at least being reported as stable. Is that, you know, what you gather right now, and where do we go from here?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on inside, and certainly the government in North Korea will do everything it can to persuade everybody outside North Korea. Things are fine. What could go wrong? Everything's on track. But I think just trying to read between the lines of this report, to say that there's now a collective leadership with the young Kim, the others in his family, and the military, potentially tells us a lot, especially when you bring in the military. They are clearly the real power in North Korea by definition. They've got the guns. They've got control over the borders. They've got control over the nuclear weapons program. And basically, I think this means that, that what we're seeing here is the military perhaps moving out front and asserting what has been known to be the case for some time. Now, the next issue, though, is can the military hold together? And in the absence of the controlling figure of Kim Jong-il and the legitimacy he provided, I think that's very much up in the air. I don't, as I said at the outset, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on, but we shouldn't necessarily be deceived by the surface appearance of stability, because I think underneath the water, all those ducks are paddling furiously for their own advantage.
You wrote in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week that there was an opportunity here for reunification, and that should be something that is being contemplated, if not attempting to orchestrate between the U.S. and China, other players in the Pacific Rim. And I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit. I think the question I would have is, so the, maybe a model we have is West Germany, East Germany, after the fall of the Berlin Wall, but the West's absorption of the East was about a $2 trillion unification, excuse me, and that was where the West German economy was about a third the size of the East German economy. Here in the Korea situation, you've got a South Korean economy that is 20 times the size of the North Korean economy. Does it, would it have the capacity for reunification, even if you could line up the political will to do so, or would this become something that was an economic albatross around South Korea?
It's exactly the opposite. It's a huge opportunity. Let me start back on the political side. Reunification is very, very difficult to achieve. You've got to persuade China. They have not been supportive of it, but really it isn't China's long-term best interest to eliminate the threat posed by this rogue regime in North Korea and its nuclear weapons, and I think the Chinese leadership right now is split.
Up next, the fight over the payroll tax cut extension. A lot of talk on that, and this is appropriate and concerning. So it's up next here on The Countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's turn our attention now to that discussion, Republicans, Democrats, Senate, Congress, what's going on the payroll tax cut front. Host Bill Carroll here with the reporter Chad Pergam, and they talk about the gridlock in Washington.
Maybe you can give us your quick overview of what's actually happening with this payroll tax, as simply as you can put it.
Sure. The main problem is that there aren't the votes to move this through the House. If you break this down, through the course of the year, House Speaker John Boehner told his conference, again, the big freshman class, Tea Party loyalists, that we absolutely cannot shut down the government. We absolutely have to increase the debt ceiling. He was here in the mid-1990s when they had the government shut down, and it was a stake through the heart of the new Republican majority in the mid-1990s. So we get through all of those main bills, and they kept losing significant numbers of Republicans. There was a bill to keep the government open in November. They lost 101 Republican votes in the House, which is 40% of the House Republican majority. In the final bill to keep the government running for the year just last Friday, they lost 86 votes. In fact, two more Democrats voted for the bill than Republicans did. So you have this attrition of Republican support for bills moving in a Republican House of Representatives. So you get to the first big item, the payroll tax, that's not related to the debt ceiling and not related to keeping the government open, and guess what happens? Jailbreak. That's where we are right now. They had this conference call on Saturday afternoon, and it completely melted down. They got 89 votes. You know, most of the Republicans in the Senate voted for this thing on Friday evening. Complete meltdown in the House of Representatives. Why? Because this was the first thing, and in this case it was the freshmen, especially those with loyalties to the Tea Party, who said, look, we carried water for you all year, Speaker Boehner. We tried to help you when we could help you on issues. We can't help you on this one. We want something, and we want to stick it to the president, and we really want to stick it to the Senate.
Okay, but is this the issue to do it on? There are a lot of just ordinary people, forget politics, looking at this and saying, well, the Republicans are holding up a tax cut? Doesn't that go against everything they say they're about?
That's the extraordinary thing. That's why the Wall Street Journal came out this morning and just, they were throwing haymakers.
Hammered them. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal hammered them.
Said, look, you know, you've completely maybe ceded the issue to the president, and maybe, you know, you keep at this, you may in fact be reelecting him. The optics of this are really struggling. I mean, today, we had, you know, the eight House Republican conferees. These are the people who they have appointed in the House to meet in a conference committee. This is where they get people together from the Senate, get people together from the House to blend the bills. The House and Senate have both passed different bills on this, and that's the problem. They can't get the two to meet. The House can't pass something the Senate wants, and the Senate can't pass something the House wants. Hence my point a minute ago. They would get it together in this conference committee, and
they're saying, look, we're here to work. Everybody else, is out working hard. You know, everybody else should be here. They rang the bells at the end of the votes in the House of Representatives on yesterday afternoon, about 4:20 here in Washington, and there was this line of cars to get out onto Independence Avenue. I mean, it looked like, you know, the end of, you know, a ball game at Dodger Stadium or at the Angels or something. I mean, it took like a half hour for people to get out. These people aren't here.
Ah, the boys and girls who want to go on vacation. Yeah, yeah. More important than having the job done, huh? Host Tom Rotin talks to Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia about why she voted to reject the Senate plan.
What's the latest on this? Did you vote with the majority on this particular proposal?
What I voted on was last week when we voted our bill. It was for a 1-year extension that was paid for of the continuation of the tax holiday. And so the Senate sends back a two-month extension. That's ridiculous. I mean, are we going to govern by 2 months now? I mean, I think that, yes, I voted to move this to conference so that we can work out our differences, so we can get what the American people want and deserve, which is a more tax relief for working people for 1 year. And we're just going to have to see what happens.
There's some suggestion that Speaker Boehner misled the Senate into thinking that House Republicans would accept that 2-month extension, and then he came back and said, no, we're not going to just kick the can down the road a couple of months.
Well, I don't know what negotiations the Speaker had with the Senate, but I certainly don't think that I know they talk frequently, and I know that it was pretty clear from to Speaker Boehner that, you know, we felt like we did our job. We moved a month. The president said we can't leave without having a year extension. The Senate said that, and that's what we said. And so now all of a sudden we're the bad guys because we've done the responsible thing, found a way to pay for it, and move it through. And I just think that the Senate's not doing their job. They're going to have to come back and rework this.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens, Congresswoman Capito, if there's not a compromise worked out? What's the worst case scenario?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, it's confusing. If people are tired of this, I understand that. It's hard to understand. It's confusing. But if something doesn't change before January 1st, I would say the Senate is letting your taxes go up by $1,000. The tax relief they passed is the equivalent of about $150.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that we'll just have to wait and see what happens in the next 10 days.
Reporter Ann Compton here with talk host Mike Violette about the payroll tax cut situation and how, despite what a lot of Republicans are saying, there's practically no one in Washington left.
Let me tell you a little secret about where everybody is this morning.
Yeah.
Congress, virtually empty. The Senate, gone. Most of the House, gone. Speaker Boehner is in his suite of offices this morning, and I'm told that he will meet with the negotiators he has appointed, who say they are ready to cut a deal on the payroll tax cut. Here's the rub. Democrats aren't going to appoint any negotiators. There's nobody to meet with here at the White House. When I came in, usually I see the president's bathroom light on. Not this morning. He's sleeping in. His family's in rainy Hawaii. And at this point, we're waiting to see see who's going to be the first to get in a car to drive back to Ohio or an airplane to fly off to Hawaii, because I don't see anything happening between now and the end of the year.
And so, and if the House decides to propose any kind of legislation other than what the Senate has voted on, there's no Senate to confirm it.
Well, no, I'll rock you back a step. Last week, the House passed what it wanted, a 1-year extension of the payroll tax cut, with the way to pay for it was the problem. The White House, the Democrats don't like the way the Republicans paid for it. So the Senate, which was afraid the House would do that and then leave and leave the Senate no option, the Senate passed a 2-month extension. which isn't far enough for the Republicans, and they did leave. So it's not a matter of the House now passing something. The House isn't here. They're in pro forma session, which means most members are home with their constituents and their families. The leadership is here, and this is right now. Again, the president's going to be sitting in the Oval Office, and Speaker Boehner's going to be sitting in his office, and from what I can see, there is nobody working on a compromise.
Up next, we find out how the protest movement is going. We haven't talked about that for a few days here on The Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the new media, who's on Facebook with the various stories and pictures about the hot hits of the day. That includes the protest movement. Here's talk host Steve Corbett talking to attorney Mary Catherine Roper about what rights the protesters have when they occupy public property.
Once again, we find ourselves in a situation. I've been complimenting Occupy Scranton because at least they're alive and well, and a whole lot of other encampments throughout the United States cannot say the same. But my confusion here is trying to figure out what rights occupiers have on public land, especially since this group in Scranton applied for a permit, received a permit, actually was receiving electricity from the county, and now that the permit is expiring tomorrow, they're worried they're not going to have the permit renewed. Can you give us a little bit of help with that?
Sure. I mean, public property is right there for the public, right? And we do have some rules about permits and so on when you are using a public property to the extent that other people can't use it. So, you know, it's not, I think, unreasonable if you're going to have a bunch of people camping out in a place to ask them to get a permit. But permits should only be denied for true health and safety reasons, and I think you told me that the chief of police thinks that it's a safety problem that he can't see inside the occupier's tent.
He's the sheriff, yeah.
That's called your right to privacy, right? You can't see inside people's homes. You can't see inside people's bags. You can't see inside people's cars. And in fact, you don't have a right to look inside any of those things unless you have probable cause and in many circumstances a warrant, right? So there's nothing unusual in the law about police officers not being able to see inside your personal space unless they have really good reason to think there's illegal activity going on in there. They don't have any business looking inside your personal space.
So my worry is that if the sheriff who comes up with this rationale shows up tomorrow and uses this rationale, my concern is that the occupiers have very little support, very little backup if they don't have an attorney on the scene.
That has been actually one of the problems we have had with these occupations.
Here's host Dan York with a Providence protester named Mike McCarthy, and they talk about the state of their organization and the fight with the city of Providence.
You're trading Will Lee for shelter? What?
Well, that's close. We were given, sort of a backdoor notice that we should expect to get evicted if mediation go through. It was reported Stephen Perry went on TV to say that would be the case, and we wanted to make certain that we were having a mature discussion about where the movement goes from here. We've had lots of great ideas that have come secondary to us holding down the park. And more importantly, since the city safety concerns is what they're bringing forward with regards, in opposition to our First Amendment speech rights, we said, well, if the city's really willing to put it down, we'll ask for a day center for the homeless. And so this is what the proposal is. Essentially, we will, as it goes forward in an hour, we're going to vacate and suspend the overnight portion of the protest in exchange for the city taking a public space and opening a temporary day center run by homeless advocates.
Do you have a location target?
There's a couple to discuss, but mostly it's whatever's feasible to the organizations that know best. I might defer all that ton of ideas is what we'd like to see used, but of course, not all of them might be feasible compared to what the organizations would want. We're going to leave that to them in the city to discuss, but the city's got to commit before we commit, so.
Well, have you had back-channel conversations with the city as to whether they're, on your wavelength?
The city said they're not going to make an official response until after we get the vote through. I think they're wondering whether we can pass this vote, and that's a good question. So it's never easy to move something through our General Assembly, but I get the sense that if they're smart with all the news coverage and the reality that they don't take care of the homeless, and that if they're really concerned about our safety, that's it. They can certainly show that they are truly concerned by helping out not just people in the park, but, there hasn't been a day center ever. And why happen through the groups that have been fighting for years? And so why not? This is something that people really need. They need the dignity of a place to go to look for jobs. And a lot of homeless are actually families and children. And they can't stay in places like Crossroads or in bus stations and all that. Not every church and everyone helps these people out.
Well, so, a day center, with a day center comes, a budget. The city of Providence is broke, and enduring its budget, current budget, it would be interesting to see how they could flash together a business plan for a shelter based on the whim of the Occupy protesters. I'm not exactly certain that your expectations are realistic.
Well, I've been sitting down with quite a few stakeholders in the homeless advocacy community.
Right, and they were here last week and were 2 weeks
absolutely.
Ago. And
we think it's possible. And it's not just a matter of, getting the city to throw a bunch of money down. This is a temporary shelter. The wording as it stands now at the day center is for 3 months at a minimum. And to let these volunteer staff and have these organizations come on in. And we've got a lot of people who have been supporting Occupy all along that will probably step in and get some assistance. And I think it's the right thing to do.
Lots of stories covered in complete detail right on the homepage at DougStephan.com. We will talk radio countdown show.